It's a cold Saturday morning in Chamblee, and an early crowd is already forming at the counter of the Dandy Donut Shop on Chamblee Dunwoody Road.
Dozen.
One dozen. Okay, and what else?
Three twists. And three honey dip.
At one of the side tables, a group of men sit, warming up over coffee and fresh pastries. These are the first arrival of the Atlanta Donut Derelicts, a group that refuses to call itself a group. Mike Daly appears to be the derelict's main instigator. Between sips of coffee, Mike and his friend Dick Koch talk about how they were inspired by a West Coast gathering.
The idea of the Donut Derelicts actually was started in Huntington Beach, California. There were some hot rodders there that, really not hot rodders, they were folks that raced on Bonneville salt flats. And they had a kind of a group, and they started going to this donut shop every morning. And it was just every Saturday morning, there was just a few of them in the beginning. And that group has now grown to where there's probably 300 cars in this parking lot at this donut shop in Huntington Beach.
Every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And it starts at 6.
It starts at 6 to 9. Then after 9 o'clock, it all breaks up. And the neat thing about it, it's a morning kind of event where you just go and you meet friends and have some donuts and talk about cars. And, you know, there's the community of it all. So we thought that Atlanta needed the same kind of thing, that we could get together with our cars. And so it's been a little over 2 years ago, we started, and there was just a few. It's not organized. There's no club. No one's in charge. It has nothing to do with this location or the donut shop or anything. We just picked the shop because they have good donuts.
I picked it because it's close to his house.
Yeah.
He's right around the corner is the reason. But he did a good job. Yeah. This is really the best donut shop around.
The conversation goes along easily as more derelicts arrive. It's mostly about cars, where to find certain parts and overcome mechanical problems. There are some unofficial ground rules, though.
We never talk about politics. That's a no-no.
No politics, no religion, no.
It would ruin the whole experience. We all agree.
Mike and his wife own an IT and telecommunications consulting group. While explaining how his website for the derelicts has grown in popularity, several more come in from the cold, one bearing a gift.
I'm down to just putting new cars on now, because I have probably, I think, maybe 300 photos on that page now of different cars that have arrived.
Oh, here's some more.
The Cobra Group.
The Cobra Group.
Yeah.
This is a Cobra Group.
It's the Cobra Group.
Carrying that thing around for months.
Oh, my God.
That's a toy what?
Pantera.
That's great. The toy Pantera is meant for Mike, whose real-life pride and joy sits just outside, one of about a dozen lovingly restored cars resting in the donut shop parking lot. It's a 1971 Pantera. A low-slung, dark red Italian car with a big Ford V8 engine mounted in the middle of the vehicle. Mike found this one in Tuscaloosa, drove it back to Atlanta, and then rebuilt everything on it.
But I'm not really a racing person. I just love the design and the architecture of the car and the sound, and, you know, the experience of driving the car is just really exciting.
Are you married? You have a family and all?
Yes, I have a wife and a son and two grandchildren.
And what do they think of the derelicts?
Well, my wife thinks it's fine because it's an early Saturday morning thing, so she doesn't really miss me around the house until I, you know, get back around 11 or so. My son is a car person, so he loves it. When he's in town, he always comes with me. And my grandson loves it, too. He has a lot of fun with it.
As the day warms up, the derelicts move outside, wandering between their cars with cups of coffee in hand. Not all the cars on display today are racing machines or street hot rods. Bill Swilly shows off his classic.
This is a 1949 Ford truck. This is all original, the truck is. Mm-hmm. It has a flathead V8 engine. It's 232 cubic inches. Probably puts out about 130 horsepower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all original. It's rough to ride in, though.
Hey, what's the suspension like on a car like this?
Well, it's like riding on a roller coaster. I mean, it'll beat you to death. You take a long trip, and you know you've been there.
Bill's shining green truck has its original gauges, off-white Philco radio, and polished wood bed in the pickup's back. He's a stickler for authenticity. The truck's tires are new but made from the molds and compounds used back in the 1940s. If he put modern radials on it, he says, he'd have a much smoother ride. But he adds that for him, that's not the point.
The truck's got a lot of dignity to me.
Is that part of all this? I mean, sort of keeping these machines in their original form?
Well, it's according if you're a hot rodder or you are an original guy like me that likes. I'm a purist. Some guys want a hot rod. He liked the guy that has the Chevrolet truck over there. He changed it to a modern truck. You know, it has a modern engine and everything in it.
Yeah, it looks like it's a lowrider as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful truck. It really is beautiful. I'd like to have one of each, but I can't afford one of each.
And then, less than 3 hours after they began, the donut derelicts depart, heading off in extraordinary cars for kids' soccer games, leaves that need raking, and other mundane weekend chores, at least until the next Saturday morning. Bruce Kennedy, WABE News.